Alex is recently single, and you bring up an interesting question, Alex, as far as what, dating or what is this?
Okay, yes. What is considered casual dating? Because here's what I was thinking about last night. After how many dates is it not considered casual? I met this girl for the first time, and I asked her, I was like, oh, so are you dating anybody? And she says to me, oh, I'm casually dating someone. It's been 9 months. And I was like, 9 months?
Who says it's casual, her or him?
Or both of them, her and him.
Who's paying for everything?
I was like, how often do you see each other?
Who's paying for everything?
I don't know. I didn't ask that, but I was like, how often do you see each other? She's like, oh, I mean, like, every weekend. I'm like, girl, you are boyfriend and girlfriend. What do you mean that is not casual? What is going on? What is with millennials and, like, refusing to just say you're in an official relationship?
I mean, ask Liv the Web Girl. That was her for a long time. Now she's got, like, a lockdown thing. But didn't you say back in school, like, you never really had, like, a thing? It was kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, it was all very, very casual. Like, love the word casual, not putting serious labels on it. 9 months is a little heavy, but I feel like I kind of know people like that. That it's like, even still after 9 months,
see, but that's lying to yourself.
No, it's just like, it's, you know what you have with the person. You know what you have with the person. You know where you stand with the person. But you guys aren't just putting a label on it. You're having fun.
This is a garbage way to hide commitment issues.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. What do you think about this? 833-563-2539. I'll tell you right now, if I liked a girl, not even the money part of it, I kid around that because I am cheap, but if I was dating her and I really liked her and she's like, oh, let's just keep it casual. No, I'm not keeping it casual for more than like a month.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, if you've been talking consistently on a daily basis and going on dates every weekend for a month, you are dating, like, officially.
Like it or not.
Like, you're after a month of that, you should be having the rephrase this. After a month of talking every single day, all day long, seeing each other at least weekly, you need to be having the conversation of, are we exclusive? Are we seeing other people or just each other? So then you decide that you're exclusive maybe for another month. Maybe I could go with two more, maybe three total. And then you better be having the conversation of, are we boyfriend and girlfriend or not?
But maybe neither one of them want to have a conversation. Maybe,
see, okay.
But, and also maybe
then have your
one
parents.
Of them want
to Then have
be.
Your parents have the conversation for you.
But the other thing is, I know this other girl that I'm friends with who's been dating a guy for a couple months, and she is ready to be official. They hang out every single day, go on dates. She's met his family, and he still won't flip pancakes with her because he says he wants to wait till they're official, but they're not having any conversation now after a couple months of, what are we? Are we seeing other people? She still doesn't know if they're dating other people. When I asked her, why don't you ask him if he is seeing any other girls? She won't do it. She's too scared. She's too scared to ask the first question. I'm like, I literally can't. I can't. Because I am so direct, and I am someone that is not dating to date. I'm dating to find someone that I marry. So I don't care at all. I'm telling you before even the first date what I'm doing, what I believe in, all these different things and what I'm looking for. Because I don't have time for these games.
Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I want to say that other people do not have the right to define my relationships. And if I want to say that my relationship is casual after 9 months or 2 years or whatever, it is a casual relationship.
So how long have you been with your person?
Which one?
Well, I mean, do you have multiple people right now? I mean, what
yes.
Worms did I open up? Okay, explain.
I have.
Go ahead.
I define myself as a polyamorous person.
We have a lot of that. I love it. Okay, thank you.
I'm in four relationships.
Holy cow.
All of them are casual.
How do you even keep up with that?
So you guys, help define casual. Are you guys flipping pancakes? Are you like
Oh yeah,
comforting?
We're flipping pancakes.
And it's not casual with all
Yes, it's casual.
Four?
We see each other when we can. We don't have a set time when we see each other. Two of my relationships are truck drivers. So when they're in town, they come over, we see each other, we flip pancakes, we go out to eat, we talk. I may not talk to one of them for 2 or 3 months at a time. And then all of a sudden we may talk to each other again every day for 2 or 3 months.
See, I would
it's
classify
very much
that
casual.
I would classify that as casual, But are there
to me, that's a friends with benefits. That's what that is. That's not a
casual.
But
as she brings up, that's just a label,
but
though, too.
Maybe but it's not platonic. It's more than platonic. So it wouldn't just be friends with
right.
benefits.
It's more than platonic, but we define it as casual.
Do they all because, know about each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Polyamory is all about open, honest communication.
So then at what
and
point is it no longer casual?
Knows they're not my only.
At what point is it no longer casual in your eyes? Like, after how many dates or how long of this?
When you're pregnant?
I don't put a time frame on it.
Okay.
Interesting.
And you want it to always be that way then? Do you not want to have anything serious?
I mean, we're as serious as I want to be.
Okay. Now, like, you said two of them were truck drivers. Have you ever got to, like tug on the horn?
No, I don't ride in their trucks.
Oh, are you a lot lizard? Be honest.
No, I'm not. Ironically, I work in the trucking field, and so I deal with a lot of truck drivers.
Do you guys have like any cute like CB? You have like any CB names for each other? Like, this is a little brown bear.
No, we do not have trucker names for each other.
That's what you should have said. It becomes not casual.
That's when it would become serious when we make up trucker names for each other.
That's when you know it's real love. Hey, thank you. Let's talk to Devin on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, hello. I don't understand why people aren't really concerned with the whole idea of romance and love anymore. The whole polyamorous thing I met a girl once that was like that, and it completely threw me for a loop. Like, how can you be in love with more than one person at a time? Like,
haven't you ever watched The Bachelor?
I was going to say, those people love 20 people at once and make out with all of them.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm an artist and I'm a sap like that, but I believe that when you look for love, you look for somebody, one person that you can be a team with and share your life with. Like, I don't know.
Then how long would it be to bring up Alex's question? Let's say you and Alex were dating. How long is it casual before it has to change?
Well, like I said, I'm a sap. So, and I know when I know I want somebody, I'll tell them. And so there's a lot of times when that is freaked them out, especially when I was younger and I didn't understand how that stuff works. But, I mean, like Alex said, the games, they're dumb and they're not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Quit playing your love games.
So my boyfriend Chase and I, like, we've been, our 7-year anniversary is coming up this April 6th. And, I mean, we're casually dating.
How so?
How are you casually dating?
You guys live together.
I'm kidding.
Hold on, let me make it funny. All right, thank you, Porkchop. We appreciate that contribution.
Coming up in the garbage, this celebrity wedding has been postponed.